Another big news story of the morning. President Obama is due to nominate Solicitor General Elena Kagan to the Supreme Court later today. If confirmed, she would be the youngest justice at age 50 and the first one in 40 years who has never been a judge. We're joined now by Adam Liptak with our partner, the New York Times. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
So what's most important about this nomination? I mean, she was the first female dean of Harvard Law. She's the first female solicitor general. It's going to tip the scales of gender. However, we're not going to have a Protestant on the Supreme Court anymore. I mean, out of all the ways in which this balance is going to be sort of tipped, what's the most significant?
Well, the most significant really is she's got a fantastic resume. She's had some very big jobs. First woman Harvard Law School dean, first woman solicitor general. But as you say, never been a judge. And that gap in her resume is something people are going to focus on and ask whether these days, not only is she ready to do the job, but is there enough of a paper trail by which people can evaluate whether they're comfortable with her views when she does get should she get the job.
But do you think that will hold up her actual confirmation?
No, it's very hard to see this nomination going off the tracks. She was confirmed to her job as Solicitor General just over a year ago and attracted a significant number of Republican votes. It's hard to see how this doesn't happen.
Okay, Adam Liptak with our partner, The New York Times.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.